And at 13 minutes past 8, Wazameat is in the house in the form of a lovely bag of biltong.
and morning.
The man behind the brand, Warwick Wazza Taylor. Well, you know, I just want to mention that because a lot of people call it Wazza, like as in Wazza.
Wazza, like
Wazza La Pie. But I said, no, it's actually your nickname.
Dave, there's many versions. I say it's Wazza, but it's also, I've also been called Waz and Wazzo, and even my mom calls me Wolsey. I mean, I don't know where that comes from, but it's Wazza even.
Oh, wow.
Well, it's good to have a name that is on everyone's lips, and it's good that you're in the studio with us on a Thursday.
Good
because
to be here.
We're right ahead of the long weekend, and I think a long weekend is a serious opportunity for folk to take advantage of all things good in terms of South African cuisine, and it often involves either a braai or a roast or something that is equally delicious. Yeah. So what's on your mind?
I tell you what, I've just been working with one of my blockmen in lifestyle here, and I was teaching him the four quarter, and I was on the bench, and I just deboned a brisket, and I've rolled it with a little bit of string, and I taught him, and I said, listen, this is a beautiful piece of meat. If you know what it, when a customer comes in and they ask you about it, and you cook that long and slow, rub it with a little bit of oil, salt, and pepper, long and slow, get it tender, pull it, put it on a roll, put it with a salad.
Wow.
I mean, tomorrow you've got the whole day to do it. That's a really classy piece of meat.
A brisket
is full of flavor, but you've got to cook it so that it's tender.
Because that's the trick. It's a slow cook, eh?
Yeah. And also, brisket's fantastic. Out of all the meats we could talk about, we're talking about brisket, and I think that's beautiful. Short rib is brisket cut the other way, but you slice it thin, and that's your shisanyama. You put that in the flame,
I wanted to ask you about that because I've heard, for example, you know, Brett McAleen from Mozambique. He's also loves cooking and one of his top tips from back in the day is for the braai. You know, often one goes for the steaks and the very expensive cuts. He says the flavor often is in the chuck and that sort of thing.
Yeah, very much so.
Would you recommend that?
Absolutely.
For a
braai? I mean, I do it every single braai I do. I have brisket. Or short rib, or blade, or chuck. And you cut it thin, salt and pepper. And as I say, in that hot flame, you just turn it. And, look, 60 million of our nation can't be wrong there.
And is that because the flavor's in the bone?
Yeah, the flavor's in the meat. And those cuts, especially a brisket's got a bit more fat on it. And the flavor's in the fat.
Okay. But the bone makes a difference as well.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Every braai should have the greatest starter. That chop it up on a board. If you want some chili stuff on the side, you put that there. Mm. Beautiful meat. Eat your fingers.
Don't do that. Lots of people listening that are not very bright, including me. I wanted to ask you, there often you see recipes that are interesting and require a certain cut of meat, which is, you know, I'm just thinking in terms of I saw something the other day that I was looking for a cut that I hadn't seen before. It's called a triangle something. Have you ever heard? It's like the end of this. I think the end of the sirloin is it.
So it sounds like a tri rump.
That's the one. Tri rump.
And it's actually the tail piece of the rump. A very nice cut of meat. And it was a little small, like little roast thing.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
So if you do come across a recipe like this, I wanted to try, and it's not the kind of thing that you might find ordinarily on the shelves. Could one then go to a Wazza butchery and ask for that as an order? Is that a possibility?
Absolutely. You'll find it on our shelf right next to you here.
Really?
Yeah. I've just had a look at them.
But the point I'm making is that if there are specific cuts that are not instantly available or apparent, because they're maybe not popular or common, this is the thing where a specialist butcher is absolutely vital.
That's what we love doing. We love you coming to the counter and saying, all right, I want X, Y, Z, And all the beef's the same. All the lambs are the same. If it comes from the carcass, we'll cut it for you. That's what we're there for.
We'll
cut it as big as you want it, small as you want it, wide as you want it, however you want it, we'll do it. And then we'll even wrap it in paper for you.
Huh. See, the service is immaculate.
Immaculate.
I was also interested in, of late, there's been a lot of expose on the benefits of what in the trade I think is called tallow. But essentially, it's just trimmings or fat from I don't know if it is just trimmings or fat, but certainly there's now been a movement towards the fact that it's not, you know, once upon a time it was considered the devil. It was that fat you couldn't eat, it would kill you, it would give you, you know, block your artery.
Yeah.
But apparently no, there's been a lot of research done to show that quite the contrary. In fact, it's in certain instances it's actually good for you.
So tallow or beef dripping, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's fat, not trimmings. It's just pure fat,
okay,
rendered down into the tallow or beef dripping, and you have that in your fridge. You'll never use sunflower oil again. Your fried egg.
You see, now that's the point I'm trying to make. That
your fried egg tastes just so much better. But use that as oil. Yeah.
But also because there's been a huge amount of evidence to suggest that these polyunsaturated fats or whatever the sunflower oil, etc., are really bad for you, particularly when they get hot. Really, really bad for you. Hmm. And so everyone says, well, what's the alternative? Now look at that. Hey?
So you get pork lard, which is just pork fat, and then we call it pork lard, or you get beef dripping, tallow, same thing. So beef or pork,
and that's
your egg will never taste the same again.
Oh. And that's available at Wazza.
Yeah, we got it, yeah.
Now you see where I'm going after this, because seriously, I am of the opinion that the world has been done a grave injustice by the demonizing of.
Can I tell you something that's totally off topic, but it's still with beef tallow and pork lard? I've thrown all the creams out, and I've take pork lard and I've melted and I use it as a moisturizer.
Really?
My skin's never felt better.
Is
now, I mean, have you had a butcher telling you what to do on your skin? Many talents us butchers
have
got.
Now that I'm looking, now your skin does appear
you
to be
see,
better.
You see, I'm actually 75.
Does it not, is it kind of odorless then?
Yeah, it's odorless, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it rubs on and disappears.
Absolutely,
goes in.
Yeah. All of these or lots of these soaps and things have got beef tallow in them.
Oh.
But they with the tallow or the pork lard, it's got no scents. You know, it's got no smells and other stuff to make it smell pretty. You know,
isn't that interesting?
It's just odorless. Yeah, and my skin is just moisturized, I suppose, is the word.
Sure. Now you see,
I never thought I'd be talking about our skin and moisturizer, the butcher on the radio.
You know what? It's very much part of the South African landscape, because the harsh conditions, you know, whether it's the heat or the sun or the wind or whatever, and you're out and about a lot, you're a runner, and your skin takes a pounding. It really does. Mm. You actually need to moisturize. That's one of the things, or the secrets of. It's not only for good looks, it's actually for health, skin health.
Okay.
So that's a fantastic. You can go to the butchery and get your skincare product.
I was about to say, introduce
we'll
it to the rain. Stuff your face and moisturize it at the same time.
Yeah, we'll throw some meat to the side.
Well, it's always fun having a chat. So, what's a top speciality ahead of the long weekend?
So, Dave, the weather outside, as you've seen, is absolutely superb. So we've gone the braai route, and we've got 1 kg BRM pork loin ribs. They're very, very popular. They're fully pre-cooked.
Okay.
They usually sell around 245, 255 around there. We sell them at 159 each. So it's 1 kg for 159. And they're very well-liked, beautiful.
Oh yeah,
pork loin ribs, pre-cooked,
ready to go.
That'll make any bra better.
So, top tip: there is so much value to be unlocked at your local family butcher, Wazza Meats in well, not only here at the Lifestyle Center where we're broadcasting from, but now also at the brand new store in Salt Rock and across at the Bolito Junction, is everywhere, in fact. And on, you know, this is the point. This is a, it's a very well-established member of the community. And you know what? It's good to support local. So there it is, for various good reasons. Top Meat and keeping the local economy flying. Wazza, thanks so much for joining us. We'll catch up in the fullness of hopefully not too long. You're welcome to come, especially if you come bearing gifts.
Always good to be here. Thank you, Des.
Super. And this will be up as a podcast, by the way. If you just joined us and missed the conversation and the joy, it'll be up very shortly. You'll be able to catch it on the morning show. In the meantime, the morning show continues with the music.